Welcome back to the Family Health and Lifestyle Program. You tuned in to Radio Islam International. I am your host, Fahima Patel. This afternoon, we chat to Dr. Ram Gaj, a medical doctor, specializing in medicine indigenous to the Indian subcontinent, and we're discussing natural remedies for headaches. Many people are occasionally bothered by headaches and wonder how to get rid of a headache quickly. The way to end a headache quickly depends on what brought it on in the first place. For many people, causes of headaches or triggers are related to dehydration, high blood pressure, tight muscles in the neck and shoulders due to physical or emotional stress, or perhaps certain foods or medications. To resolve the headache, we welcome Dr. Ram Gaj to the program. Good afternoon and welcome, Doctor.
Good afternoon, Fahima.
How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good, thanks.
Thank you very much. Doctor, people tend to reach for aspirin when they have a headache. What are the negative effects of this?
Aspirin, this acetylsalicylic acid, is always being used as a painkiller and as an anti-inflammatory, maybe last more than 100 years. It is good, cheap, easily available over the counter. And the main problem with aspirin is aspirin is digested by stomach. And when it goes into our stomach, it absorbs the gastric mucosa. And it is commonly cause of gastric erosion, gastric ulcer, and even sometimes cancer also. And other side effects is, because it is a fast reaction, people can become easily addicted to aspirin. This is my understanding about it.
Okay. So can you tell us about some natural remedies for headaches?
Being born and brought up in Indian subcontinent, our masala box is our first aid in every household. The Nanima gave us the formulation from parents, passed on from generation to generation. And actually we have remedies for everything. Our masala box contains everything, and in my experience, there are six remedies which can help very well.
Okay.
The first one is to take a little bit of fresh ginger juice.
Okay.
Fresh basil leaves juice. A pinch of black pepper mixed with honey in a spoon and lick this paste 3 times a day. This is for everything. The second one is you take some cloves and swallow the liquid from the cloves and spit out the cloves. The third one is grind some cinnamon sticks into powder. Add some warm water to make it like a thick paste. Apply it on your forehead. Lie down for 30 minutes, then wash it with lukewarm water. This is the third one. It's also locally very effective for headache. And the fourth one, it should be in every home for all type of pain, especially in back and neck pains and head pains. We call it hot and cold fomentation. Now listen very carefully. We need 2 wheat bags. It used to be a part and parcel of our household for a long time, but now you can buy from any chemist. Put 1 bag in the freezer for some time. After that, put 2nd bag in microwave for 30 seconds. Now place the cold bag on the forehead and hot bag at the back of your neck. Keep them placed for 30 seconds. Then place the hot bag on forehead and cold bag at the back of your head. And repeat this alternation for a bag for a total of 5 times. This will give you immediate relief from the headache. And if this headache improves the circulation, you will feel fresh after that.
Okay.
Now, another is a breathing exercise. Breathing is always associated with our thoughts. In modern day, we have tension, headache, this type of headache. There are some breathing exercises which relieves most type of headache, especially psychosomatic headache, which we are going to discuss later. The purpose is only just bring your awareness to your breath for a couple of minutes, and you will feel immediate relief just by deep breathing. And the most important, which I have seen a good results with, every household we have got ghee. Melt the ghee on the cotton bed and insert 2 or 3 drops in each nostril and sniff it forcefully inside your nose. Do it 3 or 4 times a day. These are the best home remedies, I can tell you.
Okay. So how are these beneficial? Dr. Ram?
Broadly speaking, it is important to understand that the common headache can be divided mainly in 3 categories. Biochemical headache, psychosomatic headache, and pathological headache. The ginger and the other herbal remedies are to treat the biochemical changes during headache. These remedies help to regulate the temperature of our body and eventually helping in headache. Breathing, as I told you, is always associated with thoughts. Because of our lifestyle and multitask, we breathe very shallow. And life force does not go deep into our cells. So awareness of specific thought that is creating disharmony within us is very helpful. The breathing.
Okay.
Or knowing what type of breathing exercise to use will calm you down. You see, because when you regulate your breath, basically you're taking charge of your thoughts and your mind and your actions. For all types of headache, breathing exercise is very good to quieten the mind. Because the thoughts produce different type of breathing patterns, which we are not aware of. When you quieten the mind, it is like refreshing the brain or restarting a laptop. It is good practice to become aware of our thoughts that disturb your equilibrium.
Okay.
Breathing correctly, deeply, helps you to organize your thoughts, reducing the occurrence of headache and unconscious action. That's how these home remedies help us.
Okay. So, generally, what are the causes of headaches?
As we said earlier, headache can be divided into 3 main categories. Biochemical headache, psychosomatic headache, and pathological headache. A biochemical headache is caused by metabolic disturbances in our system. This is the result of our diet and lifestyle. We are warm-blooded animals. We rely on our hypothalamus in our brain to maintain our body temperature at a specific level. Because of sudden change in the temperature outside the body because of weather or inside of our body because of some food, our hypothalamus reacts strongly. Sometimes it disturbs brain functions and resulting in headache. These sudden changes in temperature disturb the circulation and brain needs some time to adjust it, resulting in heightened intensity. Sometimes it can cause severe headache and nausea, vomiting also. The activities in our brain, nerves of our blood vessel, surrounding our skull, muscles of our head and neck can play a role in biochemical headache. There are some other reasons for biochemical headache: sinus, flu, light and sound sensitivity, use of heater for a short period, and not on a proper temperature. Like we are going somewhere and we, for 10 minutes, we use the headache, use the aircon heater in our car, and then suddenly come out for a short period. It disturbs all our routine. And eating food, either too cold or too hot, or eating hot and cold together, just like eating some curries and just eating ice cream after that. These type of things can aggravate cause of headache.
Yes.
There are some other headaches also: coughing headache, exercising headache, hangover. The second and the most important I want to discuss with you is psychosomatic headache.
Yes.
It is caused by overactivity or problems with pain-sensitive structure of our brain. As all of us are living in a fast life, sleep, posture, stress are the main factors. Actually, we are a naturally programmed devices. We need to be harmony within our senses, alignment of our body and mind. This harmony is achieved by our action, our words, and our thoughts. But all of us, in this moment, we are living a fragmented life. This fragmentation results in a bad habitual posture, unequal pressure on the spine and on the head, and even all over the body. This is the most common cause of headache in our working class people.
Okay.
This pain is not very big. It's not very uncomfortable, but it becomes, we can even do normal activities. So the most common cause of this headache is fragmentation. Now I'm going to tell you very important thing. There are three things we needed to understand. Whatever we are saying, whatever we are doing, and whatever we are thinking, whatever we are saying, doing and thinking, it should be the same. Mostly it is not. You're eating something, thinking something, doing something, saying something. This is in a meeting, in a household, in family gathering. You're doing something and thinking something. It creates fragmentation. Harmony is disturbed. That's why we are doing something else, saying something else, and eventually manipulating others. But basically, our mind is manipulating us and resulting in pressure, tension, and all other things. This is my understanding of three. And the most important thing, the pathological headache. The third one is the pathological headache. We are not supposed to discuss on the public platform on this, because whatever we can discuss is about a common headache which a person can do at home.
Yes.
But at the same time, we should be aware that there are some headaches which need a medical attention.
Okay.
This is always a result of some underlying cause.
Yes.
A primary cause is something else. They have distinct features like unusual duration, pain, confusion, speaking problem, fainting, high fever, numbness, weakness, paralysis. If we have these type of symptoms, immediate medical attention is needed. So these are the pathological headache, like trigeminalgia, hemorrhage, blood clot, brain tumor, sometimes even dental problem and middle ear infection, glaucoma. These type of problem, these pathological headache should be dealt by with the help of your medical doctor, and he should advise you what the step ahead is.
Okay. Do you think perhaps a lifestyle change, perhaps taking up exercise or eating healthy could eliminate or relieve one's headaches?
Mm-hmm. Please say it again. I could not hear you clearly.
Do you think that perhaps changing one's lifestyle, perhaps taking up exercises or eating healthy could relieve one's headaches?
These are the most important things in this. These are very important things in this.
Okay.
So, the most important thing we are going to come there, this lifestyle changes is very, very important in this. As I told you, the most important thing we talked about is the breathing exercise.
Okay.
I am pronouncing something.
Okay.
It's called Anulom Vilom. A-N-U-L-O-M. Anulom V-I-L-O-M. Anulom Vilom. People can Google it or they can find it on YouTube. This is in the morning, if you just spend 5 minutes there, it is going to help you a lot. And other thing is the diet. Diet is not only about eating fast food or something. What you are eating is important. But at the same time, how you are eating. In old days, we used to sit together. Food was cooked with a certain love and compassion. But now, fast food.
Yes. And sometimes we find that many of the times when we're eating or drinking things that's very acidic, it does also contribute to headaches.
Yes, yes. Of course, because any acidic activity, as I told you, will increase the disharmony, will have the disharmony in that.
Yes. Okay. Does resting in a dark room help with headaches, doctor?
Okay, this is very important. It can be an escape and it can be a very good help.
Welcome back to the program. We have Dr. Ram back on the line there. Doctor?
Yes.
Yes. We were discussing what does resting in a dark room help with headaches?
Now, coming to the dark room. Dark room is to quieten the mind.
Okay.
This helps, but at the same time, it can have another problem also. We need to understand that eyes are door to our brain. Going into the dark room means we are decreasing the aggravating and irritating factors from our brain. It is like closing your eyes. It helps to remove the factors which are may be responsible for headache. But most importantly, even you are living in dark room, it is not, you are not there to find a solution. If you are in a dark room and still thinking about the problem, it is not going to help. Actually, if you are going to go into dark room and trying to solve the problem, it will become an addiction. I have seen many people who go into the dark room for half an hour, 45 minutes, and every day they do that. And sometimes it end up in mild depression also. So my understanding is that you should close your eyes, deep breathe, don't try to find the solution of the problem. The problem, just see the problem, see the irritating factor very closely. Is it really worth to think about that? Is it really a problem?
Hmm.
Understanding the issue is more important than to fight with that. And this is very good for all psychosomatic headache. If you call it office headache, it's mostly because some irritation with someone or when you go to dark room, you feel relaxed. But I would like to add here,
yes,
that going into a dark room should not be an escape. Like you go there thinking about solving the problem, it's not going to help. That should not be the reason when you go to the dark room. Simply don't just relax. Don't feel lonely there. And don't look for attention. You're not lonely. You just feel filled yourself. I call it not loneliness, but onlyness. Observe your breath. Feel your body. And appreciate your body when you are there. Then it is going to help you a lot. Observing, breathing, breathing exercise, as I explained to you, are very important in that. And other thing which I found very, when you go to dark room or when you are having headache and you just relaxed, witness the thoughts.
Okay.
Just thought. Think what you are thinking without interpretation. And you will see the thoughts are going, coming, one thought is coming, another thought is coming. We call it thought witnessing. And best you can do in a dark room or alone, especially when it's a headache and you observe the thought, slowly, slowly the intensity of headache will come down. When you just look at the thought without judgment, it is going to help you.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yes, Doctor. Your closing remarks, Dr. Rem.
Okay. Dear audience, my English was not great. I am not born and brought up in South Africa. As an healer, as an Ayurvedic doctor, I have found very, very interesting things last 18 years in South Africa. There are something which I would like to discuss here on this platform. This is a great platform. I have seen every third day, second day, people come here, they call, I had migraine. 10 days ago, I had migraine. I had migraine 10 years ago. Last 15 years, I am having migraine. Actually, migraine is over-diagnosed in South Africa. Migraine is over-diagnosed. People self-diagnose it and go for medicines for and treatment for that. Migraine is a very specific disease. It always on one side of the head. It always starts in the morning, increases with sunrise, and always associated with nausea and vomiting. Other are simple headache, tension headache. There are aggravating factors. There are many headaches which can mimic like a migraine. But migraine, don't consider yourself as a migraine patient and don't take Tergetol or many strong medicine for simple headache. Our headache is just a symptom. Go to your doctor, speak to him, determine the cause, and take appropriate measures. At the same time, you must take care of your lifestyle, the way you breathe, the way you eat, the way you walk, small, small things. Some headache, maybe because of that serious illness, your doctor is going to tell you about that. Otherwise, try to avoid over-the-counter medicine, each day painkiller. Don't keep aspirin in your pocket every time you have 3 times a day. Change your diet, your lifestyle. Conscious efforts to be healthy. Conscious effort with awareness. And you will see the results.
Okay.
This is a very easy way, is to awareness of your thoughts. And another most important thing that I have seen dramatic result is put ghee in your nose. It is going to change everything. It is going to change breathing. Even a common healthy person put ghee in his nose 2 times a day will see very good results with thought process, presentation, and many, many things.
Okay. Thank you for chatting to us, Dr. Ram, and we hope to chat to you soon. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
No, that's all for now. Thank you, Dr. Ram.
Thanks very much.
We'll chat to you soon. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.